What's going on, guys? Trice here with the Reggae Rocks Behind the Beat podcast. And we are back at you guys on the Reggae Rocks app with another podcast. I'm here with my friend, Mr. Foster Pettit. We got him in our studio broadcasting from our Bernie studio. And man, Mr. Foster, I'm glad to have you on the podcast, man. Where have you been, man? Are you a Texas native?
I am indeed. I've been in living in San Marcos for about the past year and a half or so.
But, heck yeah, man.
Originally from San Antonio, but yeah, just living in San Marcos at the moment.
So it's Mr. Foster Pettit. He's a, what would you say, grunge artist, rock and roll?
Yeah.
All the above?
Alternative.
Alternative.
Yeah, I guess that's the easiest way of putting it, but yeah.
Well, man, I'm glad to have you on the podcast. He's going to be playing a couple songs for us here in a minute. He's got some acoustic versions of his new album he just came out with, man. And tell the viewers, the listeners out there, about your music. What's the most recent album you just came out with?
So about, I'd say a little over half a year ago, put out a record called Forgetter. It's out everywhere on Apple and Spotify, if anyone wants to go listen to it. But yeah, there's that, and then always working on new music, so I'd say in the next about another half year, I should have another record out here pretty soon. So,
well, make sure you guys stay tuned for his next record that he's going to be releasing. So this album that you released a year and a half ago, what's the genre that we're kind of going with? What's the feeling? What's the name of the album?
The name of the album's Forgetter. The genre is a bit, I'd say, just to sum it up nicely, is alternative rock.
So yeah. How'd you get started in the whole band life, man? How long have you been jamming it out for?
I mean, I've been playing music since I was a little kid, but I feel like I really kind of started taking it more so seriously when I was about 18 or so during the whole lockdown spiel and whatnot. Just had more time to write songs, stuff like that. And then about a year after that, I put a band together, started playing shows. And so, I mean, pretty much ever since then, we've been gigging and writing music and stuff like that. So.
And I heard you're going to be doing a little cover of your original Wild Tars right here on Reggae Rocks, an acoustic version.
Man, yeah,
let's
yeah.
Pump it up.
Yeah,
man. Why not? Let's get something going here. Let's get it going on the podcast right now. Let's get straight into it, guys. With some Wild Tars by Foster Pettit right here on Reggae Rocks.
You are the backbone that always will seem to be breaking. That's not a real word, I hope it gets your mind to thinking. What was the thing you told him to tell you? At this point, I don't care because I just couldn't tell you. Thank you.
man. And that was Wild Tars, right?
Yeah.
Wild Tars by Foster Pettit right here on Reggae Rocks. Man, that's such an awesome song. That opening riff, man. How'd you come up with that?
Thanks, man. It's been so long since I came up with it. I couldn't give you like a solid answer, I feel like. It was just kind of like a rant, you know, up late till about 4 in the morning kind of thing until the chord progression started making sense, you know. But yeah, it took a while, but it was just, you know, up until 5 o'clock in the morning trying to hash it out. Late night venture.
I feel like that kind of reminds me of like another artist. Who would you say is like someone that you kind of maybe look up to for inspiration?
That's a tricky one. I'd say at the moment, Pinback, Wilco, of course. Who?
Goose.
I like Geese. You hear a Geese? That's another one. Yeah, Goose is another one. Goose and Geese, probably my biggest inspirations right now.
Have you ever played this song acoustically before?
That one just there? Mm-hmm. Not in like a live setting, no.
Local out here in Texas.
Hell yeah.
You got any upcoming shows anybody needs to know about, man, where they can hear it?
I personally, within like the whole solo three-piece band thing, no, we don't have any shows coming up, but I do play guitar in another band called Louder Milk, and we're playing a show at Brick at Blue Star on the 25th. So if anybody wants to come out and you know, watch us play a show, we will be there on the 25th.
All right, he's gonna play his new unreleased single right here, Empty Bottles.
Empty bottle, empty can. In the bottom of a midnight plan. Oh, with a bit of grace, you can step through even a mile away. I still see. Hold the moment, pre-post pass. Stare at the clock, your time still lasts. Oh, with a bit of grace, you can slip through even a mile away. I still
such a sick song once again, Foster Pettit, everybody. Man, such another sick song. How'd you come up with that one? Is that just those late night jams again?
Another, yeah, man, those late night jams. You know how it is. It's about as far as I can get behind it.
I heard somebody told me that you may be related to Jimmy Pettit. Is that true?
That is true. That is certainly true. He's my second uncle. Yeah, my dad's side.
And I heard he's also a former member of the Headless Angels rock group. He used to jam it out with them quite a bit. And heck yeah, man, I'm glad to have you on the podcast, man. I'm glad that you guys are jamming it out. I'm glad to have you on here. Hopefully we can get you on here again here pretty soon.
Oh yeah, we'll man, I'd love
more,
to.
Yeah, we do some more jamming it out, man. So that's unreleased, not...
That is unreleased. That one will probably be on the next album or EP or what, you know, whatever it may be, so...
And when are we looking, like, what's the time frame so everyone knows they can look out for that one?
This coming fall, I'd say. If not, next winter, you know.
Are you going to put it on an album, or is it going to be a single that's going to come out?
I'm not really sure. I haven't really really made those decisions yet, but we'll see. Who knows?
Man, that was such a sick song. Like you were saying, just those late night jams. Getting it done, man.
Play Sex and Candy.
Hanging around.
Hang on here.
Well, yeah, let's do it. Let's get it in the studio right now. So you used to jam out back to back, Ski Town to Ski Town. Is this true?
This is certainly true. Yeah.
Give us a little story on this. Give us a little story.
I'd say,
we gotta know. How old were you?
About 12 the first time.
12 years
11
old.
Or 12.
11 or 12. What was it like being 12 years old, just jamming out? And
it was the funnest. It was the coolest thing in the world. If I could do it again, I would. You know,
Ski Town to Ski Town.
Yeah, Maria. Yeah, the famous tennis player. True story. Her and her girlfriend were walking downtown, and they saw us, and they tipped us like $20 or something like that.
Yeah. And that was probably a big deal when you were 12.
Oh yeah.
Huh?
Oh yeah. Big time. Nobody believes the story every time I tell it too. Like it. I remember coming back and telling a few of my friends about that, and they were like, "No, bullshoot." But I would call up my dad and get him to testify for me, and you know, back me up on it.
That's crazy. 12 years old already jamming out back to back ski towns, I guess, just jamming out. Where were you jamming out? Were you have like you selling out venues, playing out, doing some open mics?
We were busking. We would do,
street.
We went to Vail, we went to Taos, Breckenridge, Telluride.
We went to the Bluegrass Fest.
That was 10 years ago, 11 years ago? I would love to do it again if, you know, Jason would be so happy as to sponsor.
You're a rock star.
$200 every time we went out, or right about.
Sometimes more.
Sometimes more. It was 200 on a bad night, you know. Yeah.
Mr. Foster Pettit in the studio, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Foster, for coming on, doing a little jam session with
Thanks
us
for having me, man.
Today. Man, it was awesome. It was so cool to get some unreleased music by Mr. Foster and another original that he played here in the studio. So thank you for coming out, man. We want to see you back in the future. And if you guys want to book him, make sure you guys contact him and check out his next upcoming jam session on the 25th, where they're going to be rocking it out. This is Foster Pettit, everybody, on the Reggae Rocks Behind the Beat podcast.
If you want to book me or anything along that line, you can email me at fosterpettit602@gmail.com or find me on Instagram at foster.pettit.
Mr. Foster, thank you for coming on today, man, and rock on.